Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Father, and our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart. For the Lord to say, return, it inherently means that we are separated from him, that we are distant from him. For if we were next to him or walking in his path, why would he need to say, return? His mouthpiece, Joel, makes that explicit, that we are separated from him from the reading tonight. And the horrible reality is that we have separated ourselves from God. We have no one really else to blame but ourselves for this separation. And it's not God that necessarily changed his demeanor towards his creation, because he still loves. But we, because of our sin, have been led to believe that God is only out to get us, only have us burn in hell. So we actively hide from him and do not follow his word. The dividing wall of hostility has been raised. The great chasm between us and God has been established. And we only have ourselves really to blame for this wall. Our propensity to sin against our Lord and his commands has come between us and God. And thus, we are rightly separated from the holy God because of our filth and because of our corruption. For sin makes us unholy and rebellious. And not a single action or any thought of ours can be called good by God. Hence why we receive these ashes tonight. These ashes remind us of that reality, our mortality. We will die because of our sins against the holy will of God. Sin separates us from God and his loving kindness. We were taken from the dust, and to the dust we shall return. That is what happens to those dead in trespasses and sin. We die. So what's the solution? Yes, what is it? The Lord, through Joel, says, return. Now that's easier said than done, because this call to return could be understood to mean that you and I need to stop sinning. And yet the good we know that we ought to do, we do not do, and the bad things that we wish we would not keep doing, we just keep on doing them anyway. Wretched people that we are. If by return God means that we must stop sinning, well, that's a futile solution. We simply cannot and will not stop sinning. And we will be like these ashes when the fire of the Lord's holiness consumes the earth at the end of days. We are sinful according to our nature. And so we need to be changed from the inside out. Our very hearts need to be cut and replaced with God's own living heart. And that solution is a solution that does not rely upon us. That solution requires even further separation before a true return and reconciliation can be had. The ultimate separation has to happen first. It requires the separation from the Father, of the Father from his only begotten Son. You see, God separates in order to unite. Consider Adam and Eve. We'll hear them on Sunday. And they fell into sin in the garden. To keep them from eating of the tree of life in their fallen, sinful state, the Lord closed off the garden to them. You might call him the first advocate of close communion. But you see, God did not send them away empty-handed and utterly alone. Rather, he gave them the promise of the seed to come, the seed of the woman. And then he clothed Adam and Eve with the skins of animals that had to die to give up their skins so that Adam and Eve might be clothed properly. You see, God sacrificed the animals in place of Adam and Eve that day. And so also the seed of the woman would be sacrificed on the cross, where the serpent would bruise his heel as he sunk his teeth and released his venom to make the son die. You can think of Abraham, the father of our faith. You see, God called him to leave his father and the land of his family to go to a land where the Lord would make him into a great nation. Abraham separated himself from the idolatry of his father's house. In this new promised land, Abraham would be blessed to be a blessing. Through Abraham and his children, there would come the promised seed, the Savior, the Messiah, who would in return bless all the nations of the world and reconcile them back to the Lord. He came to unite once again all people with God, all the way down to the lowliest, to the most filthy, to the most ash-stained people, you and me. It's he, this son, the seed of the woman promised to Eve, the one promised to Abraham. It's he who would be separated from his father on the cross. The very unbegotten Son of God in the flesh would cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, it's a mystery how the Trinity can be separate in this moment. But it is the ultimate separation. The Father's face is not looking at his Son. But you can bet your bottom dollar that the Father had a smile on his face, because this is how reconciliation was to happen. The obedient Son following his Father's direction and will. Through this separation, the Lord Jesus established proper fellowship between God and man yet again. You and I can return to the Lord in and through Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Redeemer. Jesus was sent from heaven, separated from his home, from the heavenly beings, from his Father's house. He was sent into the foreign land of this earth, bearing the flesh of humanity, to bear your and my sins and the sins of the world, and also to carry our sorrows. All the filth, all the corruption, all the stain of sin carried to a cross, where by the shedding of his most precious blood, all was washed away. And all was made right in that moment between you and God the Father because of the separated one, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the separated one. At the cross, he felt the separation as he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? But it's in this very act that you and I are reconciled and returned to God the Father. The Lord Jesus did return to his Father. He was risen from the dead and has ascended to his Father's right hand. He is ever the crucified and risen one for you and me. He has paid for your sins by the shedding of his own blood. The sin that once separated you from God has been dealt with once and for all. Yes, you are dust, but you are a child of God in and through holy baptism for the sake of Jesus Christ. Through your dying and rising in those waters, having been united to Christ, you too have returned to the Father. The ash is cleansed, your corruption removed. No longer are you separated, but welcomed home into his table, like the very children that you are. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit bless you and preserve you unto life everlasting. Amen.